You're listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 39.
This is your manual to becoming the amazing homeschool mom you were called to be.
Welcome back to Called to Homeschool.
Episode number 39.
Yeah, it's exciting and fun, and we love like all the nice comments. I was looking, we had a ton of nice reviews and likes
you guys
and shares.
Are awesome.
So thank you guys so much.
So we're going to talk today about something really fun.
Yeah.
This is Megan's membership that she's created on her website.
Yeah. It's called Mama's Members because I'm the hippie mama, right? And so everything is always Ask Mama, Minute with Mama, but it's the Mama's Members. And I just really wanted something that could help people, but not be super expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And so, because it does, like, it takes up my time, right? I have to,
right, of course.
Like, so I do need to charge, but I wanted it as affordable as possible.
Yeah, definitely. So she's a life coach. We've talked about that a few times. And what made you want to become one of those?
Just you go through different experiences in life, right? Mm-hmm. And didn't have the picture perfect childhood that it came with some bumps and didn't really understand how to navigate life. And I'd gone to therapy and I had some beautiful therapists that were super helpful. And I'd gone for years and I wasn't progressing after a certain point.
Yeah.
So I found a life coach and he was like, tell me the hardest thing or the worst thing that's ever happened to you. And I was like, oh, I have such a good story. This is going to be a good one. And he just kind of questioned it. It was like, okay, great. That happened 15 years ago. Why is it a problem today? And I was like, well, I don't know. And he just kind of questioned the way I thought and the way I viewed things. Mm-hmm. And he just kind of helped me move past some of those hurdles that were stuck in my path. So I loved it so much that I decided that I wanted to turn around and help other people as well.
That's so awesome. So now you focus your life coaching on homeschooling and homeschool parents. So what brought you to that?
Honestly, it was a spiritual decision. Mm-hmm. I just, like a lot of you who've prayed and just get an answer, like I should be homeschooling. This is kind of this answer. And so as I'd prayed kind of what direction, who should I be helping? I got a very clear answer that it was homeschool families. Because I was thinking just moms in general.
Right.
But there's a different element with homeschool because you're with them day in and day out. Mm-hmm. And so there is a big difference, right?
Yeah, there definitely is.
There are some amazing teachers and Charlotte Mason, who we both love. And she was so great. And some of these other amazing teachers were so good, but they never had to live it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So Charlotte Mason, we've talked about her. She was an educator in the 1800s. And I think she did nanny.
Yeah, but I don't think she was a mom. She was never a parent.
No, she was never a parent.
Right.
And so there's a difference of like, yes, I can do this for a couple hours versus I do this for 24 hours,
right?
7 days a week. I love her philosophy, so don't think that I'm dissing
right.
it.
Right, no,
like
I know.
That. But there's a different element when it's your kids, you're in the thick of it, and I've been in the trenches, and I understand what it's like, because there are even cute people who are like, homeschooling's really great, I could never do it, but you should. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to be like, no, I understand. Not only do I homeschool one child, I've homeschooled seven, you know, and just being in those trenches and understanding struggles, fears, and having walked the walk.
Mm-hmm. So in your membership, tell us what's in there and what you're doing for homeschool moms.
What I did is I broke it apart into four different sections, kind of a video series. The first one's all about you, and it's kind of igniting your own greatness and seeing like you have this amazing potential, kind of learning how to solve any problems because they're going to be problems. At every age, whether it's 2 or 18, everything in between, your kids are going to go through things and knowing how to navigate it, not to take things personally, stuff like that. Then the next one series is all about them and it's learning how to connect with the kid.
Oh, that's great.
Because if you can't connect with them, you can't teach them.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much easier when you have a good relationship with somebody, just like, hey, I think we should study this. And it's like, I don't really want to, but I love you and I understand.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and I even think too, especially with teens, and our teens have had different struggles, that they're coming to us or talking to us. And it's this open line of communication, like, hey, mom, I struggle with dot, dot, dot. I know it's safe to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to yell at me, you scream at me, break down in tears like, oh, I failed everybody, you know. And so kind of figuring out how to build that deep connection. Then we build upon that. And the next one is all about the family. So you're with your family all the time when you homeschool. And so you have to treat it like a business, basically.
Yeah.
And so if you think of a major corporation, you have to know how to make it run.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have a squeaky wheel, you got to fix it. And if you don't know how to fix it, it's harder, right?
Yeah,
when there's chaos and all those things.
You've got to have a system.
Yes. And so, and just building upon that, but in from a place of not control, not like you're an idiot, I'm brilliant. What I say is right and whatever you say is wrong, but also teaching them how to solve their own problems. Mm-hmm. So all those kinds of fun things. And then the last part, finally, homeschool. I don't start with homeschool because you just jump into it and learn these things along the way, mm-hmm. right? But kind of talking about curriculum, if you have a kid who hates a subject or is really struggling, ways to overcome those hurdles. Yeah. I will share like exactly how I do things. I was coaching a lady this last week who said, you keep saying like making your homeschool a part of your life, but like how? And I was like, oh, okay, let me teach you, you know? And so like all those awesome things that will be in there. Yeah. Everything
it's,
like that.
It's interesting. You know, it's one of those things that you've done for so many years uh-huh. that sometimes you forget the little step-by-steps to get to the point where you are. And so she does an amazing job of, you know, kind of helping with those little details like that, you know,
yeah.
how to make it a part of your culture, your home culture is different than just homeschooling.
It really is a different beast mm-hmm. because when I was talking, thinking at the very beginning, like, is this just for families or is it for homeschool families? There's a different way you can structure your family when you're homeschooled versus like, hey, everybody's out the door by 7:30 in the mm-hmm. morning. And we're like, oh, we're waking up at 7:30
right.
in the morning.
Yeah.
There's just a different culture.
Yeah,
and just knowing how to navigate it. And so I actually had a lady reach out to me one time who homeschooled for a few years and she just wanted to ask me questions.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know exactly what she was doing, like a help book or something like that.
Oh, okay.
But she was like, what's the hardest part about homeschooling now? And I go, well, I'm kind of past that point, right? Like, mm-hmm. not that problems don't arise, but I know how to solve them all.
Right.
And yeah. so my oldest is graduating this year.
Mm-hmm.
And he's looking at college classes and he's doing all these things. And the counselor had made a mistake and he has to take one more class. And it's not like the end of the world. It's like, okay, you got to take one more class. And he's mm-hmm. like, ah, that stinks. But okay, like, I
yeah.
know how to solve a problem.
We roll with it.
We
yeah.
know how to roll with it. So it's really exciting. But what I'm most excited about is once it grows, I'll offer group coaching.
Mm-hmm.
But most coaches just start doing the group coaching and they don't do the one-on-one anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But I love the one-on-one because sometimes things are so personal
Definitely.
And so private. And it's like, hey, my kid has same-sex attraction.
Mm-hmm.
My kid has pornography issues.
Mm-hmm.
My kid is hurting themselves. Or like my husband drives me bonkers and you don't want to
You don't
want
to share that in a group.
Just a great safe place that everybody in my membership can have these one-on-one sessions.
Yeah.
And so I just have
That's
little
nice.
Spots that you can go click on there. Or if you just have a quick question, you can type it anonymously.
Mm.
So you're like, I have a question. I don't even want you to know it was from me.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can just type it in anonymously and say, hey, I'm struggling with this. What would you recommend?
That's awesome. That's really great. So like
yeah.
really individualized help for people.
Yeah. I just love it. I love being able, because some people will message on Instagram or something, then nobody else sees the answer.
Mm-hmm.
But other people are asking all the same questions.
Mm-hmm. That's so true.
And so I don't see who asks it, so it can stay completely anonymous. So if you're like, I don't like my kid,
mm-hmm.
but you're like, I don't want you to see my face when I say
yeah.
that, you
yeah.
know? And so just... okay, let's work there. That's fantastic. We can start there. It's okay. Nobody's
yeah,
sick.
That's beautiful.
You just automatically like your kid.
I know. That can take time sometimes, and there are some hard kids.
Yeah.
So tell us about the format of your membership. Is it a video course?
So it's a little bit of both.
Okay.
So there are the videos that you'll just have unlimited access to, and you can ask questions and sign up for the individual coaching.
Okay. All right. So how many videos do you have in there? What's your...
So module one, and that's all about you. That's all done.
These are the topics you're already went through.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So there are the four modules, and module one and two are done. So that's all about you
mm-hmm.
and then all about your kids. And then the family one, now a video will be released every month.
Okay.
So the very first video was released in January, February. The
mm-hmm.
next one will come out until that's all done. And then the last one with the homeschool, then that will be each month.
That's awesome. That's a great resource for people.
Yeah, I'm just like you get, and I'm sure you get this too, you start getting asked all the same
mm-hmm.
questions.
Yep.
It's really cute whether I'm coaching a new homeschooler, they all ask the same questions,
mm-hmm.
or someone who's been homeschooling a few years, and it's like, we're struggling. Like, they start asking the same questions. And so
yeah.
it's a really great resource for the videos because that may answer your questions, or if you want the one-on-one and saying, okay, that's great, but here's my situation.
Mm-hmm.
And then I love being able to kind of guide them and say, okay, here it is. It was cute. The one girl I coached this week, we talked about getting off the conveyor belt, mm-hmm. and she called it treadmill thinking.
I thought, I like that.
She goes, is that treadmill thinking? And I go, oh, it totally is. We call it the conveyor belt, but yeah. treadmill. I thought that was cute.
Yeah, it's the same concept. That's great.
Yeah.
How does someone purchase this?
Okay, so I have a new website, and I actually paid somebody, so it looks good. I just don't have that gift. So my new website is coachmegthomas.com. I think if you do the hippiemama.org, it'll just get
redirect.
Yeah. So you can get to either one. And you can click, like I think it says right there on the very front page, you can do Mama's Members. For the first 100 people, guess what I'm doing? I'm doing lifetime membership.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's really awesome.
So the first 100 people get lifetime membership for $100.
Wow. That's an amazing deal for all your offering.
I know. Isn't that so awesome?
Seriously.
I just thought, like, homeschool moms, a lot of times have a lot of kids.
Mm-hmm.
They a lot of times aren't working, so you don't have two incomes. I don't want to break the bank
right.
on somebody. And $100 is totally doable.
Definitely.
And then after the 100 people, it'll go to a subscription, either
okay.
monthly or yearly.
Okay.
But the price will
That's
increase
great.
After the first 100 people. So I really am tracking. So I really know how many.
That's good.
So it's not like, oh, I think we're close.
That's really cool. That's an amazing deal for everybody.
Yeah, it's a ton of fun. And it's so fun. I think what I've loved is some of the people I've coached, like our new homeschoolers, middle mm-hmm. homeschoolers, but there's another demographic of people who tried homeschooling in the past and had a meltdown.
Yeah, I've met those too.
Yeah. But like one mm-hmm. cute lady had severe anxiety and just like, how do I do this again?
Mm-hmm.
It didn't go well the first time. And so those are real legitimate fears.
Definitely.
Like I tried this and it was terrible, but I feel such a call from heaven that I need to bring my babies home.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really fun to
That's
be able
That's a hard,
to.
Tricky spot to be in when it's been so hard in the past, but you really feel called to do it. And
yeah.
And what a great resource you can be.
Well, That's and it's so fun too, because I do have working moms as well. And mm-hmm. like, how do I navigate that?
Mm-hmm.
So just like all the questions that come up and you're like, I would love somebody who's been homeschooling for 100 years with kids in every age group.
Yeah. Yeah.
To kind of like, how do I figure this out? And then teach you how to do it. So
yeah.
you're not codependent upon me. Forever.
And there's something different about talking to someone one-on-one versus, you know, we've covered a lot of these topics in our podcast episodes,
mm-hmm.
but it's so different when you have your own personal struggles and your own personal issues to be able to just really talk it out with somebody who's experienced and has this knowledge to be able to help you. So it's an amazing resource to, you know, get that one-on-one coaching opportunity with her.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And it's just a great way that I can help as many people as possible,
mm-hmm.
hoping with the videos that could answer a lot of questions, but then also to have a resource if you need some fine tuning. Because sometimes things are going pretty well and you're like, hey, the videos, I got it. I'm mm-hmm. doing really well. But now this just happened. Somebody got really sick and we do not know how to navigate these waters.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like maybe mom struggling. Like I have severe depression and I don't. Like, how in the world do I manage
right.
this and juggle this?
Yeah.
So it's really awesome. And I love it that I'm walked the walk. You know what I mean? Like
mm-hmm.
all the times that you go through something and it's challenging and it's difficult and then you come out the other end. It's just so fun to be able to turn around and say, okay, I made it. I'm still
that is
homeschooling.
So amazing. But like, you've got a graduate almost now.
No, isn't that
so you
so
really
crazy?
Have made it.
Yeah.
So cool.
It's a ton of fun. So yeah, you can send us any questions you have or just head right on over to coachmegthomas.com and go get those first 100 spots because they are starting to go.
Yes.
So
it's
really
worth
exciting.
It. Thank you guys so much for listening today and have a wonderful week.
All right. See you guys.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Called to Homeschool. Be sure to subscribe and we'd love to hear your comments or questions. You can find all our show notes on calledtohome.com.